following is an adaptation of the Rebbe's blessing that he gave after the Hataras Nedarim, the annulment of vows, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day before Rosh Hashanah of the year Tavshin Nun Beis, corresponding to 1991. The Rebbe, first of all, greeted the rabbis who were involved and participated in the annulment of his vow with a blessing of Yashar Koach, more strength to you. Ksiva v'chasima tova, you shall be inscribed and sealed for a good year. L'shana tevu mesuka, a good and sweet year amongst all of the Jewish people. And the blessing, particularly, one that is most essential, is the blessing for the true and complete redemption, take it from Yad Mamish, imminently, immediately. And this is true, especially considering the fact that there are many signs. First of all, our sages have told us many generations before this, that kolu kol hakitzim, all the deadlines have since passed, all the predictions have passed, and all that depends on is tshuva in returning. And my holy father-in-law, the leader of our generation, explained that even tshuva has already been accomplished, and we are already standing prepared for such a long time to greet and to welcome the redemption. May this take place immediately, true and complete redemption. And from this moment, all of the Jewish people, our youth, our elders, our sons and our daughters, should be transported to the Holy Land, and in the Holy Land itself, to Jerusalem, Yerushalayim, the capital, on the Temple Mount, the Holy Mountain, and in the Beis HaMikdash, the Holy Temple, included in the Holy of Holies, where the Eben Shesiah, the foundation rock, is situated, from which the whole world was founded, was established. Now the holiness of the Holy of Holies and the foundation rock in it will spread immediately to the whole world, that God should be the king over the whole earth, that should be revealed, that God will reign forever and ever. Another time the Rebbe said he repeated himself by wishing everyone a ksiva, v'chasima teva, to be inscribed and sealed for a good year, l'shana teva masuka, for a good and sweet year. After the Rebbe left the podium where the annulment of the vows took place, the Rebbe continued with a blessing by saying that the next year, the year that we're entering into, is a triple or a threefold year. It has a threefold completion and perfection. It's the year in which three different aspects of perfection come together. Each one does not depend on the other. In other years, they can be one without the other. Number one, this is going to be a leap year. That is the year of Tavshin Nun Beis that the Rebbe was speaking about when he said this talk, is and was a leap year. It has an additional 13th month, and the year is in fact called a Shana Tamima, a whole year, a complete year. The second perfection of this year, the year of Tavshin Nun Beis, in which the Rebbe said this blessing, is that the months of Cheshvan and the months of Kislev, which could either be 29 days or 30 days each, are both full months. That means each one has 30 days, two 30-day months, and whenever something is double, it's double power, double strength. And the year, because of that, is called Shlema, a complete year. And the third perfection is the fact that this year of Tavshin Nun Beis, into which they were entering when the Rebbe said this, the first day of Pesach will occur on a Shabbos. So then the counting of the Omer is going to be a complete one, because the Torah, when it says to count the day after Shabbos, refers to the day after the first day of the holiday. But nevertheless, when is it considered to be a perfect counting? When the counting also occurs on the day after Shabbos, the day of Sunday, and that only occurs, of course, when the first day of Pesach is on a Shabbos. And therefore, this counting concludes on a Shabbos, as it says in the Medrash. And in the new year, all these three perfections come together. The perfection of the number of months of the year, it's a leap year, the perfection of the number of days in the 2 months of Cheshvan and Kislev. So this year has the largest number of days there can possibly be, because it is both a Tamima, a full year, a complete year, and a Shlema, another word for complete year. It's a leap year in which Cheshvan and Kislev are full, and it also has the perfection, the symmetry of that you have 7 weeks that start on Sunday and end on Shabbos. And that is connected to the sacrifices, the offerings that were brought on the holiday of Shavuos at the end of the counting, the 2 loaves of bread and other sacrifices, the season in which the Torah was given, which is connected to the future revelation of the new Torah, the new dimensions of Torah that will be revealed. And the Rebbe then said, V'od, and furthermore, V'hu ha'ikar, this is the essential thing, that this threefold perfection of the new year will increase even more in the coming of the redemption from the very beginning of the year, that immediately we should already merit all matters of completion, which includes the completion, the perfection, the wholeness of Torah, the new dimensions of Torah that will be revealed, making Torah complete, because immediately and imminently, literally so, the true and complete redemption will have occurred. And immediately we will all merit to have the inscription and the seal for a good year in a very revealed way to each and every Jew, man and woman, amongst all of the Jewish people, a good and sweet year, Lashana Taiva Umasuka. The Rebbe, later on, after he was given the general pan, that's the pidyon nefesh, the general request for blessing that is customary to give on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the eve of Rosh Hashanah of the year Tavshin Nun Beis, the Rebbe said the following, with regarding the law of the Torah that are considered to be more pronounced in these days that are days of judgment, beginning with the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, there is a psak din, there is a ruling that comes from God, mentioned in the Torah, that the rulings that are given out have to be in a manner where the judges, on one hand, have to judge to see if the person is guilty, but v'hitzilu ha'eda, they have to also look for the person's innocence to try to save the person. In other words, the whole point of judgment is that there should be an increase in the saving of the community, and the perfection or the complete saving will happen when there will be the true and complete redemption, as will be explained later. The Tur, one of the early codes of law, cites as a ruling, even though he quotes the Midrash, quoting the verse, Ki mi gai gadol ashalei alikim kreivim elav, where is there such a great nation that has God so close to it? And the Midrash says that which nation can be compared to this nation? They know God's character, that the custom of the world, when a person has a court case, he doesn't know how it's going to conclude. But the Jewish people are not that way. They get dressed up in white, they envelop themselves, they wrap themselves in white. Those are festive garments. They eat and they drink and they rejoice on Rosh Hashanah, notwithstanding the fact that it's a day of judgment, because they know that God is going to make a miracle for them. And they know that their verdict will be favorable and he will rip up any decree that is unfavorable. That means the Jewish people are a unique nation, that their nature is, in their daily conduct, even within the period of exile, that even before they have the ruling, they already know with certainty, they're confident that the verdict will be a positive one. And this certainty expresses itself in the way they dress and the way they eat and drink on Rosh Hashanah. And one should add the following, that this is underscored also in the Parsha of the week and the Shabbos from which we bless Rosh Hashanah. And that is the Parsha of Nitzavim. The Parsha of Nitzavim begins with the words, you are standing today, all of you, before God your God. That refers to the Jewish people and all 10 categories that are enumerated in this verse. And each one of these Jews who correspond to the 10 divine attributes, as they stand on the day of judgment of Rosh Hashanah, as the pasuk, the verse says, you are standing today. So even though it's a day of judgment, they stand firm. They stand in a way that they know that they will be victorious in their judgment. And one could say that this is also connected with a translation of the word Nitzavim, which simply translated as standing, but it also comes from the expression Nitzav Melech, the standing, the stature of a king, that every Jew on Rosh Hashanah is like a king. He's a king on all of his environment. He's a king on the entire structure of all the worlds, because every Jew, in whatever state he's in, is a king. He receives his sovereignty from the Supreme King of Kings, the Holy One, blessed is he, whom we coronate on Rosh Hashanah. And as the Torah rules, as we just mentioned, that the Jewish people know ahead of time that they will be victorious in their judgment, because they are the ones who understand God's characteristics. They are like a king, and that's why, because they are monarchs, they will receive all the different flow of energy the way it is fitting for a king without even doing any effort on their part. On the contrary, you're not allowed to, a king is not allowed to do work in public. Others will do it for him. How much more so when he's in public, in a multitude of people? The multitude of people is the glory of the king. So in the presence of the many, we are treated in a special way, and that's our status on Rosh Hashanah. Now, this concept that whenever there's a din, there's a judgment, the goal is v'hitzilu, that the courts should look for ways of saving the accused and bring out his innocence. That refers specifically to getting out of our state in which we are presently in, which will happen with the true and complete redemption. Because even those people who enjoy ample sustenance in the spiritual sense and in the material sense, and even those people who are now situated in the Holy Land, on the Holy Mountain, and even there itself, in the closest place that you can get to the Holy of Holies, but even they, notwithstanding the good fortune that they enjoy, they also say in their prayers, "Bipnecha te'enu galinu mi'artzenu," because of our sins we were exiled from our land, because it's still not the situation in which we can see the holy Beis HaMikdash that God established in its place. Only then will everything become complete. We will also have the restoration of the Yovel, the Jubilee year, that's associated with redemption. As it says in the Torah, each person will return to his inheritance and to his family, and even the person who is a servant, who is in love with his master, and therefore doesn't leave in the sabbatical year, he will be redeemed in the Jubilee year. And one could say that the connection of the Day of Judgment of Rosh Hashanah with Geula, with redemption, is also underscored in the fact that Rosh Hashanah is the time when we accept God as our King. Because God asks us, "Shetamlichuni aleichem," you shall make me King upon yourselves. And God's sovereignty is connected with the sovereignty of David, Malka Mashiach, with King David, who is associated with the Mashiach, whose attribute is the attribute of Malchus, of royalty. So we understand from this that when we stand just a few moments, the last moments before the redemption, so the judgment in these days has to lead to the most important expression of Hitzilu, of being saved, of being vindicated, which will be the true and complete redemption. And immediately, without having to go into any discussion and argumentation, there's no time for any debates and discussions, because we have to go immediately to greet the situation of the true and complete redemption and Mashiach and my Holy Father-in-Law at our head. So it therefore follows that every moment in which we hurry, we rush to conclude all those things that come before, will bring the redemption one moment earlier. In addition, the connection between Rosh Hashanah's saving of us in judgment with the redemption can also be found, hinted in, and underscored in the Parsha Vayelech, which comes after Parshas Nitzavim. When we stand in Nitzavim, we stand before God your God in the manner of a king's firm standing, that gives the Jewish people the power that immediately after that they can go to the next Parsha, which is Vayelech. Vayelech means, and they went. That means going towards the redemption from exile, which includes traveling from the lands of the diaspora to the land of redemption, the Holy Land, the land of Israel, a land in which all of the Jewish people will be dwelling upon it. And in the redemption itself, there will be a continuous vayelech, continuous yelchum l'chayel l'chayel, going from strength to strength. And in every individual Jew, you will see the fulfillment of what it says about Moshe, "Hayom mola yoma yishnaisa," today my days and my years have become full, that every Jew will have complete days and years filled with Torah and mitzvahs. And the power to receive that he gets from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu had this virtue, and from him it is channeled to each and every Jew, because every Jew has a spark of Moshe within him that has the effect in, and is translated even in action, as the Alter Rebbe explains in Tanya. Now, the connection of the Day of Judgment of Rosh Hashanah with the idea of a Hitzilu Ha'eda, that the courts have to look for ways of saving the accused, this, which includes, as we said before, the redemption from exile, that begins even before Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, because on the eve and the preparation for something, you already have a sample and a taste of what is to follow. Certainly that is true with regard to Rosh Hashanah, that we already have the saving, the vindication of Rosh Hashanah, as the Torah mentioned, that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, the eve of Rosh Hashanah, we already know that we're going to be victorious, and we already begin our preparations for Rosh Hashanah in that spirit. Because we know that Shabbos and holidays don't just begin when they begin earlier because you have to prepare for them. Certainly Erev Rosh Hashanah, when we prepare for the new year, that will have an influence on all of the days a year, just like the head influences all the parts of the body. And one could say, the Rebbe says, that the connection of Erev Rosh Hashanah with redemption, when we're victorious in our judgment, has been revealed even more so in recent generations. Because this, the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, is the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, the third Rebbe, in the year Tav Kuf Mem Tes. The name of the Tzemach Tzedek is the name of Mashiach, Tzemach Tzedek. Tzemach Tzedek is the name of his work, and those are the two names that are associated with Mashiach. And one should add that the connection of the Tzemach Tzedek with a righteous Mashiach is that Tzemach Tzedek was the third leader of the leaders of Chabad, and he incorporates within him all of the leaders, as we look in his teachings of Torah, that they comprise the teachings that we find all the other leaders have said before him, and also the leaders after him, including up until and including my holy father-in-law, the leader of our generation. And since our Rebbes and our leaders, and the whole idea of revealing the inner teachings of Torah and disseminating them abroad through our Rebbes is connected with the revelation of Mashiach, especially with regard to my holy father-in-law, the leader of our generation, that he is connected to Mashiach because his very name, Yosef Yitzchak, the word Yosef is connected to the verse where it says, Yosef Hashem Sheinis Yadi, God will again stretch out his arm to deliver us from exile. So the word Yosef is used in conjunction with redemption. So it follows then that the fact that all the Rebbes are connected to Mashiach, there's a special emphasis of the Tzemach Tzedek, whose teachings comprise that of all of the other leaders. So it follows then that the day in which the Tzemach Tzedek was born, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the day of your birth, is your mazel, your spiritual strength is stronger, so that strengthens the name of Mashiach as well. And the one whose birthday we are observing does everything that he has the capability of doing, and certainly will have its effect to reveal the name of Mashiach, and not just the name, but moreover, the revelation of Mashiach himself as he transcends his name. And just like it says that the neshama, the soul, has five names, nefesh, ruach, neshama, chaya, and then the highest name, yechida, and then there's the etzem, the essence of the soul, because the soul has five names, that means the essence is beyond any of these names. And the same thing can be true and be said about Mashiach, that in addition to the fact that he has a name, and his name is connected to Yechida, he is the general Yechida of all souls, there's also the essence of Mashiach, which is one with the essence of God. And that's why the revelation of Mashiach, of Erev Rosh Hashanah, is connected to our accepting the sovereignty of God on Rosh Hashanah. And with this revelation of Malchus, of sovereignty, of every Jew, that is what brings about the sovereignty of God on Rosh Hashanah. Now this could be connected with the words of the parsha that follows, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe went, that alludes to the traveling from exile to redemption, as we said before. And that could be connected based on what was said recently about the acronyms of the word Miyad. And this has a very special connection, the Rebbe says, to Chassidei Chabad, and through them to all of the Jewish people of all generations. When we talk about redemption, we say miyad heinigolim, they will be redeemed immediately. That the word miyad is an acronym for mem stands for Moshe, yud stands for Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov, and dalet stands for David, Malka Mashicha. These three, Moshe, Yisrael HaBaal Shem Tov, and David Malka Mashicha, are all connected to the immediate redemption. Moshe, it says, was the first redeemer, and therefore he will be the last redeemer. His soul will be contained within the soul of Mashiach. The Baal Shem Tov is connected to Mashiach, as Mashiach himself told him when he asked him, Ema Saikasi Mar, when is the Master coming? And his response was, Kishiyafutza Manasecha Chutza, when your fountains are disseminated abroad. And David, Malka Mashicha, David refers to Mashiach. Through him, there will be the true and complete redemption in actuality. So the word Miyad, you find all three contained within one word, and a word that means immediately, in one instant. So that indicates that these three represent one central point. The central point is immediate redemption. This central point divides itself into three details, and in this order, Moshe, Yisrael HaBaal Shem Tov, and David, Malka Mashicha. The power of redemption comes from Moshe, the first redeemer and the final redeemer. Moshe, who received the Torah from Sinai and passed it down, which means that he incorporates all of the Torah, including all the teachings of a worthy student that will introduce in the future, including the revelation of the inner dimension of Torah, in the manner that will be disseminated by the Baal Shem Tov, which brings Mashiach. All that was included in the Torah that Moshe brought down. More specifically, Moshe and David, Malka Mashicha, are the first and last of this process of redemption. And in between them, you have the Yud, which stands for Yisrael HaBaal Shem Tov. That Yud stands for the Nekudas HaYadus, the Pintel Yid, the core, the point of our Jewishness, which will be revealed in a way that it becomes a letter, the letter Yud. And it's the Yud that combines and joins together the Mem and the Dalet of the word Miyad, that the Yud should spread itself out, because this point of Jewishness that a Jew possesses is connected to God himself. That's why a Jew is always in a state of Nitzav Melech. He's standing like a king, and he has the power to go, to keep on going, and he has the power to bring about the first Redeemer and the final Redeemer, Moshe and David Malka Mashicha. And the power to reveal this Nekudas Hayadus, this central point, this core, which is associated with Yechida Shebenefesh, the spark of Mashiach that every Jew possesses, which leads us to the Etzem HaNefesh, the essence of the soul of every Jew. This can be attained and reached specifically through the teachings of Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov, by revealing the teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, which includes the teachings of Chassidus, of all of our Rebbes who are connected to Mashiach, and especially it was revealed with regard to the Tzemach Tzedek, who, as we said before, comprises all of the Rebbeim. Now this connection to Erev Rosh Hashanah, that we said is connected to the Geula, is even more underscored in the Erev Rosh Hashanah of this year, by virtue of the day of the week, that it's the first day of the week, and also with regard to the year, that it's the year Tav Shin Nun Beis. When Erev Rosh Hashanah occurs on a Sunday, that means it's situated between two auspicious times, between Shabbos, the Holy Shabbos, and Rosh Hashanah. Erev Rosh Hashanah is sandwiched in between them. And since we know everything in holiness is precise, so it follows then that the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah has the power to join the two extremes, Shabbos on one side and Rosh Hashanah on the other side. Shabbos is unique that its holiness comes from above. We don't make Shabbos Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish people are the ones who sanctify the new moon, and by virtue of that, they make the holiday holy. So through the day of Erev Rosh Hashanah, that is sandwiched in between these two dates, you unify these two different characteristics. That the Shabbos holiness, which transcends everything, because it's something that comes from above, is channeled into Rosh Hashanah. And conversely, it reveals how every Jew is really a balabayis. He's in control. He's like a king on the Shabbos, and he can influence the Shabbos, just like he is in control of when the holiday is declared. Since it's connected to Shabbos by virtue of Erev Rosh Hashanah, it instills that power to even add to the holiness of Shabbos. And it even leads us to the fact that every Jew is a Bal HaBayis, is in control of the ultimate Shabbos, the eternal Shabbos of the future redemption. More specifically, the Rebbe continues, this year we have the additional advantage that Rosh Hashanah has a three-day consecutive pattern. Three special days, one after the other. First of all, the day of Shabbos, which is connected to the future Shabbos, the eternal Shabbos that will be in the days of Mashiach. Secondly, we have that it's Erev Rosh Hashanah is on the first day of the week, which the Torah refers to as Yom Echad, not first day, but day one, because God was one in his world. And that repeats itself every first day of the week, as we say in the Shir Shalom, in the psalm that we recite every Sunday, Lashem Ha'aretz Samloya, God owns the whole world and everything in it. And especially when Sunday is Erev Rosh Hashanah, which connects us to the fact that the first day of the week is the day of creation, which we allude to on Rosh Hashanah when we say this is the day, is the beginning of our handiwork, a remembrance of the first day. And the third point is that Rosh Hashanah, which occurs on a Monday, on that day, God created division. Division in a positive way. Division that is for the sake of heaven, like the disputes between Shammai and Hillel. And those are the divisions that we want them to endure, because we have the qualities of Shammai, who represents the attribute of Gvura, and we have the attribute of Hillel, which is Chesed. Gvura is harshness, judgment, and Hillel is Chesed, kindness. That means we have both features of a judge. The judge has to render judgment, justice, and he also has to save, look for ways of vindicating the person, which is kindness. How do you have the two opposites? You must have a higher force that could synthesize the two. That's the power of Moshe, because the Moshe, the Rebbe says, is an acronym for Moshe. That's his name itself. And the Shin and the Hey stand for Shammai and Hillel. That means Moshe is the one who unifies the two extremes, because Moshe has the power of being the first Redeemer and the final Redeemer. So in addition to the fact that this is a complete year, a perfect year, a year of in which we have the leap year, an extra month, and it's a whole year, because we have the 2 months of Cheshvan and Kislev that are whole, 30 days each. And it's a year of perfection in the sense that we have the 7 weeks coming from Pesach to Shavuos in a perfect pattern, starting with Sunday and ending with Shabbos. So that is all. In addition to all that, we have the Erev Rosh Hashanah sandwiched in between the Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Now, the acronym of this year, the year in which the Rebbe said this, was Tavshin Nun Beis, and that acronym is Hoye Tehei Shnas Nefleis Bakol. This will be a year of wonders in everything, in every respect. What does that mean? That means that there's a guarantee. We are confident. It's a command. Hoye Tehei. It will indeed be this way. Nefleis Bakol. Wonders in everything, in all matters. And the reason for that is because the redemption, the true and complete redemption, will come immediately, so therefore there will be wonders in every respect. And the Rebbe explains, the word bakol, in everything, means that there will be perfection in every respect in the true and complete redemption. As our sages say, that there were three people whom God had given a taste of the future world in this world. Who are they? Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the terms in the Torah that are used to describe their experience of the world to come all relate to the word kol. By Avram it says, bakol, God blessed him with everything. Yitzchak it says, mikol, from everything. And Yaakov it says, kol, everything. That means that the word bakol, in everything, refers to the completion and perfection that will characterize the future, the time of the complete and true redemption. Then everything will be perfect. And all this, the root of all this, the word kol, in terms of the divine attributes, includes all of the divine emotional attributes, starting with chesed, kindness, going to the attribute of hod, splendor. And each one contains one of the 10 attributes. So that gives you 50, and 50 is the gematria, the numerical value of the word kol. And when you have all three of those, bakol, mikol, kol, that's how this completion and perfection of kol, which is redemption, extends itself in all three areas, which means it encompasses everything. And since every Jew, man, women, and children, inherits everything from our fathers, every Jew has components of all the three patriarchs. That means every Jew very simply receives the bakol, mikol, kol, this totality. As everyone says in the blessing, in the grace after meals, as God blessed our fathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, bakol, mikol, kol, so shall he bless us, all of us together, with this complete blessing. And in simple terms, this means that every Jew receives the bakol, mikol, kol, the totality of blessings in the spiritual vein and in the material vein, with all of the interpretations and explanations that apply to it. And the primary explanation is that in the very last moments of exile, every Jew will have the totality of everything. Everything will be in the best pattern, in the best way. Nothing will be lacking. And the main thing is that this will bring to the ultimate perfection that will be the true and complete redemption in a physical sense, just like when we make the blessing, the grace after meals, where we ask God for everything. We say, you will eat and you will be satisfied. You will bless God, your God, on the good land that God gives you, that we will get the land of Israel in its very simple, literal sense. And immediately we will inherit and conquer and divide the land. And every Jew will be able to sit tachas gafni, under his vine and under his fig tree, with a true and complete redemption. And this will also have an effect on the past, that even though in this moment Mashiach did not yet arrive, but when he will arrive in the very next moment, he will alter by bringing the Aleph of Alufa Shel Olam, of the Master of the World, he will introduce that into Gola, into exile, so that will transform retroactively, that all the moments of Gola shall become a part and an integral part of Geula, of redemption. And in conclusion, the Rebbe says, to summarize everything, as we stand in this auspicious day, of Erev Rosh Hashanah, the eve of Rosh Hashanah of the year Tavshinun Beis, 5752, it will be a year of wonders in every respect, and it's also the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, and we're at the end of the month of Elul, which has a the allusion to the verse, Ani Ledodi, Vedodi Li, I am to my beloved is to me, and actually there are four other messages in the word of Elul corresponding to the three pillars upon which the world stands, Torah, Avoda, service, Gemilas Chasadim, acts of kindness, and also Elul refers to tshuva, to return, or repentance, and geula, and redemption. So there's no question, as we stand in this auspicious day, and we're in a state where Dodi Li, God shows his love for us, and he blesses each and one and every one of us, and all of the Jewish people together, even in this month of Elul, before the new year, Bakol, Mikol, Kol, with everything from his full, his open, his holy and ample hand, spiritually and physically, and both of them together, to the point where they become inseparable, one entity. And based on the ruling of the tour that was mentioned before, that even in Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, even though it's a day of judgment, we get dressed in our white clothing and we develop ourselves, we enwrap ourselves with white. From that we understand that even on Rosh Hashanah we already get the beginning of all the energies and all the light and all the positive flow that is supposed to come later. We already begin to get an Erev Rosh Hashanah, and all the Keiches, all the faculties and resources that we need, spiritual and physical. And the main thing is that immediately in this Erev Rosh Hashanah, the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, Mashiach will be revealed in a manner that we'll be able to point our finger and say, here he is. Here is Mashiach, as he's called Tzemach. Here is Mashiach, as he's called Tzedek. Here is Mashiach, as he's called Yosef Yitzchak, the name of my holy father-in-law, the leader of our generation. And the main thing is that here is Mashiach, as he's called David Malka Mashiach, together with Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the first and last Redeemer, together with Yisrael, the Baal Shem Tov, and all of our Rebbes, and we should see this miyad, immediately, and in simple words, Vayelech, every Jew will be able to go out of this exile to the true and complete redemption through Mashiach in a very palpable manner. Vayelech, The word Vayelech means, and they will, and they went, that all the Jewish people will go, the youth, the elders, sons and daughters, they will go on the clouds of heaven to our holy land and celebrate Rosh Hashanah there. And in Eretz Yisrael itself, we will go into the holy city of Yerushalayim, the holy mountain, the third Beis HaMikdash, the third threefold Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that God himself will establish. And in the Beis HaMikdash, we will go into the Holy of Holies, where the Eben Shesiyah, the foundation stone, is situated, from which the whole world was established. This Eben Shesiyah, this foundation stone, the Rebbe says, is intact and revealed even today. It has never changed. It's in the place of the Holy of Holies in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it strengthens the argument and the demand that Jewish people have for redemption. And the argument is that we see right now in this physical world the Eben Shesiyah, the foundation stone, which is the foundation of the entire physical world even today. And it has not been changed. And together with the third Beis HaMikdash, we will see the fulfillment of the prophecy, B'yayim HaShlishi Yekemenev V'nichi Lefanav, that is the prophecy, and we will see true and eternal life. First of all, there will be life in the literal sense. We will be inscribed and sealed for a good year for each and every Jew, with life in the simple sense, a healthy body, a healthy soul, materially and spiritually, and immediately all of us will go to the Holy Land, Yerushalayim, to the Holy Mountain, to the third Beis HaMikdash, with the third redemption, which includes also the 10th redemption. It's the redemption that after which there is no more exile. And the main thing is that it should happen immediately, especially as we're situated now in an auspicious day of Erev Rosh Hashanah with all of its qualities that were mentioned before. And especially considering the fact that each and every one of us will take advantage of this day to increase in matters of tzedakah and in many other good things, and especially in something that is timely because it's the birthday of the Tzemach Tzedek, by studying his Torah and fulfilling his instructions. And as we said before, in this very day we should see how the true and complete redemption will come through a righteous Mashiach. So the gist of this whole talk is how Erev Rosh Hashanah is a very auspicious time, and that it's the sandwich between Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah, and therefore it unifies the qualities of those two. It's also the birthday of Tzemach Tzedek and the connection to Mashiach. In the Besuras HaGeula, in the announcement of redemption, that highlights the parts of the Rebbe's talk that talk about redemption and its imminence, the Rebbe says that the most essential matter is the true and complete redemption, truly immediately. Several signs indicate the imminence of the redemption, primarily the statement of our sages many generations ago. Quote, all the deadlines have passed, and the matter depends solely on tshuva, repentance or return. End of the quote. And the Rebbe continued, my sainted father-in-law, the leader of our generation, clarified that tshuva had already been achieved, and that we all stand ready, and we have been ready for quite some time.